Deb Danner, the head Carroll girls swim coach, joining us here today as they get ready to head to the state swim meet again Friday and Saturday at the YMCA in Marshalltown. First, Deb, I want to jump back to last weekend of the state qualifying. You guys have 19 time drops. You end up getting two relays and four individuals in the individual event. So just a great day last Saturday.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the girls did amazing. Their time drops were just so much fun to watch. And to get their reactions afterwards, you know, they look up at the board to see what their time is, and it's just like jaw drop. You know, like, wow, I really did that. And it's like, yeah, you really did that. So, yeah, I mean, it was a great day. You know, we got the events qualified for state and, you know, some great times out of these girls. So, yeah, it was an exciting day.
And you and I were kind of joking before we talked here today that, you know, you mentioned the girls' faces like I really did that. It's like the belief that they could do it was maybe lacking a little bit. But once they did it, it's like now you've done it so many years now, you'd think that they would have that faith, right?
Right. I think they just, you know, they get so tired from the two previous weeks and they just, you know, aren't thinking things through that, okay, I remember we went through all this last year and it all went well. And, you know, the freshmen, you know, they just don't have a clue yet. So, you know, for them, it truly was an astonishing feat for them. So
let's start real quick with last week, too. How did things start off for you? I know the 200 medley qualified. Is that right away what kind of got you guys going and the time drops and everything and kind of got the energy level where you needed it and wanted it to be?
Yeah, you know, they were really excited. They knew they had a pretty good shot at making state with that relay. So, you know, that just kind of sparked everybody to really want to go out and see what they could all do. But, yeah, you know, that medley relay is always that first indication of how the day's going to go. So, yeah, you always like to see that one come out on top. So.
What stood out for you about those four girls, Bailey St. Peter, Jenna Currier, Malia Axman, and Amelia Holt, the four girls that qualified in that? What stood out for you about the way they swam that day and what got them in as the number 21 seed for state?
Yeah, you know, they work really well together. They're, you know, you can move them into a different event if you need to, and, you know, a different spot on the relay if it's necessary. Just all around, you know, Bailey started out on that backstroke and, you know, she went a 28, which is a personal best for her. And, you know, the girls can see these times popping up on the board. So, you know, it just keeps building the excitement as they go. You know, Amelia finished out that relay with a 25-13. And, you know, I know she didn't think she would ever be able to do that. And, I mean, that was just awesome. And those girls were stoked and ready to go. And, you know, and they proved it up on the board. It showed. So, you know, that just really gets the whole day rolling.
And that has to give them confidence that they can be prepared for what they're going to see Saturday down in Marshalltown.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, like we've said before, Jenna and Malia were not tapered for districts. They're tapered for state. So, you know, they're waiting. They're excited to see what their time drops are going to look like. You know, the other two girls, they know that they'll be able to carry that on through for this weekend also. So, yeah, it'll be really exciting, and I think the girls are going to surprise themselves.
Coach, you mentioned Malia and Jenna didn't taper for regionals because they had already qualified in the 50 and 100 fly. So all they had to do was swim those races that day, still swim very well. Malia was fourth in the 50 free and Jenna sixth. And then Jenna was third in the 100 fly and Malia was fifth. So they both qualified. Malia is going to be seated ninth in the 50 free with Jenna 16th. And then in the 100 fly, Jenna will be seated fifth and Malia 18th. So you certainly got some kids right there that the podium has got to be something that they're eyeing this year?
Oh, definitely. They want that really bad. So, yeah, it's kind of nerve-wracking because it's like I want that for them too. But, yeah, they're excited, and they know they're going to see some time drops, and we're hoping it's good enough to get them on the podium.
What do you feel like they need to do to get there in those events?
They just need to get focused on what it is they need to do in their race. And nail those turns, and I think they'll be fine.
Coach, with those two being in four events down there, how are things going to break down as far as getting enough rest in between the events and giving them time to be able to be prepared mentally as well?
Yeah, you know, they have like a half hour in between events, so that physically they'll be rested and ready to go. Having other teammates there with them will mentally get them rested and ready to go.
So 200 freestyle relay, the other event that qualified, you guys seated eighth there, so you got a shot to podium there as well. Malia Axman, Amelia Holt Bailey, St. Peter, Jenna Currier was the order that you swam down at regionals. Are you staying with that order, or are you going to tweak things a little bit down here at state?
No, we've been practicing those relay exchanges in that order, and that's where they'll stay.
What's the mindset of that group? It's the same group that's in the 200 medley relay. What's the mindset for that 200 free? Because, again, seated eighth is a pretty darn good seed.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's an awesome seed for those girls, and they know they can drop even more time. Should be able to do even better. They're super excited. Hopefully the medley relay goes well for them. If that does, I see the 200 free relay being an amazing thing for them. So, you know, they're all very excited. They keep each other pumped up, and I think they're ready to do this.
What's the week been like for you guys this week in practice and everything? Everybody seemed to be really focused.
Yeah, somewhat. when I start yelling at them, they tend to focus a little more. But, you know, it's a taper for the two. It's a re-taper for the other two. So, you know, you give them a little leeway and let them have a little bit of fun, because mentally it really helps them prepare for their races too. So, but every now and then I got to get on them. It's like we still got to do some work to be ready for this. So, yeah, they're focused enough.
Coach, with the COVID stuff going on, there's going to be no spectators down there on Saturday. Luckily, they'll allow media in, so I'll be able to come down and cover Saturday afternoon. But as far as other swimmers or any of the other girls going to be able to go down as alternates to be able to be down there with them?
Yeah, so we have Sophia Polkin and Haley Burns coming along as alternates, and then Olivia Bass will come along as our manager. So we'll have a little bit of a cheering crowd there for them. So, yeah, you know, we'll be fine. Between our alternates, our manager, and Liz and myself, we'll be screaming like no other.
Coach, and I have to ask this one. We didn't talk about it last week going into regionals, but we do want to give a shout-out. Emma Myers had qualified for state, but ended up running into some issues and not able to go down to the state meet. But what a season that freshman had.
Oh, she had the most amazing season. Yeah, you know, she qualified for state just in a regular old meet. No taper, no tech suit, no nothing. Just, you know, shattered our own school record win, 106 in her breaststroke. You know, was really looking forward to seeing what she was going to do at state, but, you know, it just wasn't in the cards for her this year. So next year, hopefully, we can be done with this COVID and she'll get to swim.
Absolutely. Coach, you guys start with prelims on Friday evening. What's the plan for Friday? When are you guys heading down?
Yeah, so we'll head out of town about 10 o'clock and get there and eat some lunch, just kind of get checked in our hotel room and just relax a little bit before prelims, because prelims is where it's all at. If we don't make the finals, it's going to be kind of a rough night for the girls. So, you know, I want to make sure they're really well rested. So we'll just kind of relax in the room and wait until it's time to head to the pool.
Well, best of luck coming up in prelims Friday night, and then, of course, in the final Saturday. Looking forward to being there Saturday afternoon to cover you guys and get some interviews with the girls afterwards.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Deb Danner again with the Carroll Area Girls Swim Team. Again, they'll be at the State Swim Meet at the YMC in Marshalltown coming up on Friday night and then again on Saturday afternoon.